Thank you and good morning. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of fire coming from a single-family residence in the 6,000 block of Beechwood Drive in Eureka early Saturday morning. While en route, firefighters were told that it sounded like ammunition was popping off inside the house and that it could be the site of a hash lab and a subsequent explosion. There were no residents present when fire crews reached the scene, and they found the house heavily involved in fire. An overhead power line had been brought down at the entrance, and the fire was contained to a single building, but was threatening to spread to neighboring structures. Firefighters conducted an exterior attack to protect the next-door houses, and the blaze was brought under control after about an hour. There were no injuries reported, and the fire destroyed the residence. No evidence of a hash lab was found. Deputies with the Sheriff's Office, along with Supervisor Estelle Fennell, staff from Health and Human Services, Environmental Health, and local property owners, conducted a one-day operation to clean out trespass homeless encampments found on both public and private lands in Garberville and Redway. Deputies found most of the campsites had been vacated due to the previous actions of members of the Eel River Cleanup and Southern Humboldt Locals on Patrol. The investigation led to the discovery of numerous health code violations, along with illegal water diversion and a lot of trash and debris. The Sheriff's Office has offered its assistance to private property owners who need to deal with illegal campsites and trespassers on their property. The Sheriff's Office has asked for the public's help in locating 15-year-old high school sophomore Luke Paz, who was last seen walking to the bus stop near HealthSport on Myrtle Avenue last Thursday afternoon. Luke is a white male teenager, 5'3", 100 pounds, who was wearing a white shirt, tan pants, and black shoes. Anyone with information about Luke or his whereabouts is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. In Mendocino County, the search for a missing Ukiah girl, 13-year-old Lorena Lopez Williams, had a happy ending after the girl was located and found safe on Friday after being reported missing last Thursday. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office was notified by the girl's family she was back home and safe. Governor Jerry Brown has signed State Senate Bill 807 into law, a bill authored by Senator Ted Gaines that would protect forest land firefighters and citizens from drone interference. The bill grants civil immunity to any emergency responder who damages an unmanned aircraft while fighting fires, conducting search and rescue operations, or using an air ambulance. Senator Gaines said the aim of the bill is to protect the safety of emergency responders. Jordan Christmas has election news.
The Rotary Club of Eureka is holding two election forms over the next 7 days at the Elks Lodge on Herrick Avenue. The forms will be moderated by the League of Women Voters, and the first will be held at noon today, as the public will discuss the pros and cons of Measure P. On hand at that forum will be Heidi Messner, who won her Ward 2 council race unopposed, as well as City Council Ward 4 candidates John Fullerton and Austin Allison. The second election forum will be held at the same location the following Monday on October 10th.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The City of Eureka's enforcement action against the owners of the Budget Motel that led to the building being shuttered is a part of the increased efforts by the city to address blighted and problem properties. That closure meant that there were many tenants who receive housing subsidies who now need to find a new place to live. And with state and federal regulations involved, it can be difficult for county staff to get creative when it comes to housing and housing subsidies, as Supervisor Estelle Fennell explained on Talk Shop.
Part of the reason that staff tends to get stuck is because a lot of this is federal or state funding. It's got all sorts of mandates. It's got all sorts of rules and regulations, dot this I, cross that T. At a certain point, you can go, okay, all right, I get it. Let's think of something outside of the box and see if we can figure out a way to bring that funding to that area.
Fennell said she supported the city's action because it was done in the best interests of the community at large and pointed to the community's actions in her district in Southern Humboldt, where issues of homelessness and housing are always front burner.
You know, after several years of back and forth and back and forth about the impact on the community, have said, you know what? Enough. We are going to make a point about our community values, and we're going to say this is what we stand for, this is how we want things in our community. So if you're running a real flophouse hotel, I mean, I guess they've existed since time immemorial, but why should we put up with it?
You can listen to Supervisor Estelle Fennell talk housing and other topics by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.